Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome into KERO Politics. Going to spend part of the first half with my friend Spoonful of Courage, Dr. Chuck, and we're going to talk a little bit about not the buffer. I'm going to throw him a question that I have thrown at me this morning that is very, very interesting. The question has to do with acceptance. A lot of people, including myself, harbor some ill feelings towards some of the things that the Democrats are doing right now. And my friend, who is also a retired physician, said, you know, Al, he said, I simply can't deal with this because I'm viewing as what's going on as the end of the Republican Party. And I said, don't even say that. I said, you know, this too shall pass. Just accept it. Give it over to God. Let him handle it. And wait and see where we're at, say, at the end of August, the early part of September. By that time, the liberals will have been given enough rope to either succeed or to hang themselves. And regardless, there's nothing at this moment in time that we can do. Doc, I'd like to ask you a question. And my question, Dr. Page, is, how would you have answered that question?
Wow.
Oh, come on.
That's one of those life, universe, and everything kind of questions. You know, I do not think that it is the end. I think, you know, we talked on the last show about we have to respond with the end in mind, and we can't think short term, and I think that's what a lot of people, whoever stormed the Capitol, whether it was, we hear all these conspiracy theories and stuff, and as I've noticed now, it's called an insurrection. But, you know, whoever did this, you know, right-wing extremists, whatever, it was not a good idea. We know that's not the way. That's not the way to fight a battle. But I do not think it's the end. I mean, I think it's just the beginning. I do think there's always hope. You know, I do believe that conservative values are the right path for people. I think for people who, you know, there's different levels of thinking, Al. There's people who wear the victim glasses, you know. Everything is always, you know, the consequences, or the outcome of their life is always dependent upon the consequences. You know, you change the circumstances and then you expect a different outcome. And that's what we're seeing here with so many people, you know, C equals O. The second level are people who, you know, they begin to think that, you know, their response makes a big difference. But I think on a bigger level, you know, there's you know, more than wearing the victim glasses, more than wearing the, you know, the hero glasses that we're going to, you know, fix this, I think looking at things through a bigger perspective, realizing that, you know, I'm still a strong believer that God is in control of this. You know,
I am too, Chuck. Sorry.
And, you know, and just looking back, you know, and thinking about it, there's a book in the Bible, Book of Esther.
Yep.
You know, your Jews who are listening may be familiar with that book. You know, God is never mentioned, and there was a lot of things that were happening politically that it seemed like that a whole race of people were going to be, were going to be killed. And yet, in that process, at the darkest moment, somebody stepped up and made a difference, and that was Esther. You know,
yeah.
God is never even mentioned in the whole book. It's interesting. But yet we know behind the scenes that somehow God is working out things toward his outcome. And I think all of us need to just to realize that we can all make a difference. You know, we always think about what's happening on a big picture politically, but I think we need to take a step back and look at things more locally and more our sphere of influence and how we can influence people. And I'll tell you, you know, I'm a physician. I have people that come out of my office that have very different beliefs than I do.
Sure.
But, you know, yet I can always find some kind of common bond with that person. Always find a way to connect and unite with that person. You know, it'll really feel like, you know, so often we're so focused on what's happening up in Washington, D.C., we forget about what's happening in our own neighborhood, and we can make a difference with people. I still believe that, you know, we can begin to have conversations with people. It's about relationships, and I think that we can make a difference.
You know, I think you're 100% right, Dr. Chuck. I agree 100% on that. I just find it to be very, very interesting right now. I quoted from a little scripture also this morning when I was talking to my friend. But I want to tell you, by the way, who is going to be on the show tomorrow, by the way. But regardless of that, what I want to say is that I believe God is in control, you know, and my stance on the situation right now is I'm going to give the liberals as much rope as they need to either prove themselves to be correct or to hang themselves. And you know what? Once I made that decision and simply said, Jesus, take over, take this out of my mind, please. It's in your hands. You know what happened? I wasn't angry anymore.
Yeah, and I don't think, and here's the thing, you know, the scriptures talk about being, it's a very wise statement, being quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. And, you know, we're just seeing just the reverse in our culture. Everybody's mad, everybody's talking, and nobody's listening.
Right.
And I think if we just kept that kind of proverb in the back of our mind, quick to hear, just to listen to people, you know, and I think so often even people who don't believe the way that we do, if we just stop and listen, at least if anything, and just hear people out, you know, and hear what they're feeling, even if they're way out in left field, just listen, hear what they're saying, and then be slow to speak and be careful with the words that we say.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, isn't this whole situation just a great example of what happens when you say things and you don't really think about it? I mean, you know, once again, Donald Trump is a good example of that.
Yeah, he is.
Said things that have inflamed people. On the other hand, Biden has not made it any better. I mean, you know, once again, he said he was going to bring people together, and the first thing he's doing is saying inflammatory statements. And so
right.
I just think on a personal level, I mean, regardless of your politics, let's just remember, you know, quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. And I think, you know, I really think there's hope. I really do. I mean, I don't expect people to believe exactly the way that I believe. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. But I think we have to get to the point where we're going to stop and we're going to listen to people and we're going to value them as people, irregardless of their ideological, you know, beliefs and presuppositions, that we just need to just value them as people and stop and listen. I think if we'll do that, we'll build a lot more bridges. And I think in the long run, that's the kind of society and the kind of culture that we want to live in. That's the thing about the United States, is that everybody can voice their opinions, you know, and we want to have that kind of society, you know, where even if somebody is, they're crazy, at least they can voice their opinion. They're not entitled to their own truth, but they are entitled to their own opinion. And that's the kind of society that we want to be able to create, so that we can have conversations with people about things. But right now, everybody's so angry and everybody's so emotionally charged that we're undermining the whole, our whole society.
You know, Dr. Spoonful of Courage, I want to tell you, I agree with you 1,000% on that one. Not Dr. Spoonful of Courage, obviously, Dr. Charles Page. Got a few copies of that book left, by the way. If anybody wants a copy, simply get in touch with me. I'll get in touch with Chuck, and we'll get you a copy of the book. This man is a genius. Listen to what he has to say. Totally different.
You know, surgeon, sometimes wrong, but never in doubt.
There you go. Okay, stick around, you guys. Got to take a commercial break. Be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for the second segment of the KE Report. Chatting right now with Mark Williams, very sophisticated financial planner, been around for a lot of years. Advice for people like Mr. Williams is critical during these turbulent times in the economy. Mark, if I'm not mistaken, you specialize primarily in retirement savings.
That's correct. Insurance and retirement, correct.
Tell us a little bit about your qualifications, if you would, sir.
So I'm president and CEO of a company called Brokers International out of Des Moines, Iowa. I've been in the financial services business my entire career, about 32 years.
Wow.
Mainly on the insurance and investing side. I have worked with three major insurance carriers, and I have been the president of two major insurance distribution companies. Currently at Brokers International, we assist over 4,500 independent financial planners, registered reps, insurance agents throughout the country. We distribute insurance products through over 50 different carrier relationships. We also own a broker-dealer and an RIA, and through that broker-dealer and RIA, we service about 200 registered reps and asset managers.
Mark, I am very concerned right now about retirement savings simply because I'm very aware of the fact, having been in this business for over 40 years, I'm very aware of the fact that Social Security pretty much in jeopardy, in my opinion. Very quickly, could you elaborate on that?
If you look at the history of Social Security and the population, Social Security was created. We had, for every one person receiving Social Security, you had three people working and paying into the system. Now you almost have the exact reverse. For every three people receiving benefits, you have one worker contributing. Now, you and I both know that's a recipe for disaster over the long haul. Either we're going to have to raise taxes or raise the amount going into the system from the small amount of workers there are to recipients, or you're going to have to reduce the benefit or possibly a mixture in between. As well, we're looking at increasing the age in which you would be eligible for that benefit. So that whole recipe isn't a positive one. Which, back to your earlier comments, those people that have savings, especially during the COVID times, that may find themselves out of work or furloughed, are now starting to dip into those savings.
Yeah.
So if you were fortunate enough to have your own savings, now you're looking at the possibility of less benefits from the government, using some of the benefits you've saved for. And that's a recipe for disaster, quite frankly. And I think the majority of the population really needs to sit down with someone and talk about their options.
On a personal note, I agree with you 1,000%. And the reason I do is that having a substantial background in economics and finance, I realized back in the 80s and 90s that our economy, with the level of debt that we have and our Social Security system, which was great when it started, but it is really in a precarious situation right now. Listeners need to be aware of the fragility of the longevity, I guess is the word that I would use, sir, of the Social Security system. I think people who count simply on that are making a big mistake.
I 100% agree with you, and add into that the advancements in technology that we've made in medicine, which are incredibly positive, but we're actually extending the amount of time that people live and live quite healthily and productive. Think about that old adage of I'm going to retire at 55 or 60. I think the new normal is going to be living longer means working longer. It's more benefits that you need and or more of your own personal savings you need to live on. You also mentioned the debt. So when you add demographics and the advancements in medicine and longevity, and we have all of these other issues, the debt that we have, lack of benefits, the onus really does fall on the individual to really start thinking about how they plan for their future.
Mr. Williams, tell us a little bit about the products and services that you offer, not necessarily in the insurance industry, but primarily in the financial planning industry.
Sure. So one of the great advantages in the financial planning world is the ability for the average person to have access to what I would consider top-tier money management. If you went back 20 or 25 years, in order to have an asset manager manage your money, you needed to open accounts with $200,000 or $300,000 or $400,000.
Mm-hmm.
Today, that's not true. In fact, today, the amount of information you have and the access for the average consumer to be able to open an account with $10,000 or $15,000 and have access to the same money managers that many, many much more wealthy people have is a huge advantage. So one of these services that we offer is access to what we call TAMPs, or Turnkey Asset Management Programs. And there are literally thousands of financial planners nationwide that your listeners can reach out to and get advice on who could manage your money
and you really do have access to professional money managers. So that's the first section of what we do, is match someone's needs with the type of money management that we believe that could be beneficial to them. The second thing, and then the other thing that we offer, of course, through a broker-dealer is access to stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs. One of my recommendations always is for someone to seek out professional advice. So, again, we work with literally thousands of financial planners nationwide that we can offer referrals to. We can offer a client or a customer the way to research those financial planners to make sure that they are suitable and that they fit those needs of that consumer. And we can give them a sneak peek into their background. And then provide a platform to not only take a look at what their needs are, but also provide hundreds and hundreds of solutions that the general public might not know about. So those are some of the services that we offer to the public.
You know, I think it's very important for people to go to an expert when they are looking to enhance their own personal financial security. No question about that. Real quick, sir, how does your insurance products, how do they fit in?
So, and I'm glad you asked. So, first of all, life insurance. If anyone relies on someone else for income, the number one question we ask is, God forbid they don't make it home, how do you replace that income?
Right.
And that's really with life insurance. And life insurance should be purchased younger, because generally speaking, the younger you are, the healthier you are. So that's the first thing I'd look at. And the second thing is the new generation of annuities. Annuities can be a nice platform, because what an annuity provides in its basic form is the ability to receive an income stream that a customer can't outlive. And in fact, not only can they not outlive it, you can designate money to be paid to a spouse or a significant other once you have passed. And that steady stream of income is not affected by interest rates or the stock market in many cases, and there are literally hundreds of types of annuities. So those two products specifically are somewhat of the foundation of many financial plans for a lot of the public.
Mark, I want to make one comment. Number one, we're out of time here for the radio portion. Record a second segment for you. We will air it as a weekend special. Take about another maybe 3, 4, 5 minutes. Can you do that?
You bet, sure.
I want to carry Mark Williams over into a weekend special. The reason I'm doing that is because I believe that we are really in uncharted waters right now. You need to be financially secure, because that way you can weather all the storms that the political turmoil is going to cause us and has already caused us. Listen to what he has to say in the special.
Find out more about today's guests. Visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
USA Radio News.
Joe Biden unveiling an ambitious plan to eradicate the coronavirus. The president-elect announcing yesterday he wants 100 million people vaccinated in his first 100 days. There's more to the plan than just vaccines, though.
The day we're inaugurated, I'm going to ask you to mask up for the next 100 days. This is not a political issue. And I will issue an executive order to require masks, where I have the authority to do that. in federal worker for federal workers and federal property on interstate travel like trains and planes.
Biden says the vaccine rollout so far has been a dismal failure. The New York Times, though, reports that in some respects, Biden's proposals echo those of the Trump administration. Meanwhile, Mike Pence doing his part to ensure a smooth transition, the vice president calling VP-elect Kamala Harris yesterday to congratulate her and offer his help in the transition. This believed to be the first contact between members of the Trump-Pence ticket and the Biden-Harris campaign. This is USA Radio News. A federal inmate executed this morning, Dustin Higgs, pronounced dead at 1:23 Eastern Time at a federal prison complex in Indiana. The 48-year-old killed three women in Maryland in 1996, his execution the 13th of a federal inmate under President Trump. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi yesterday calling for an investigation into the riot that broke out on Capitol Hill last week.
I have asked retired Lieutenant General Russell Honore to lead an immediate review of security infrastructure, interagency processes, and command and control.
Honore led the task force in charge of the military's response to Hurricane Katrina in 2005. Pelosi also says if any House members are found to have been accomplices, they could face prosecution. Meanwhile, a Texas Democrat calling for Republican Ted Cruz to be expelled from the Senate. Congresswoman Veronica Escobar saying last night that Cruz's objection to the election helped incite the attack and put Congress in danger. 46 people dead after a 6.2 earthquake in Indonesia today. Almost 200 people seriously hurt. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in, Todd, for the second half of KER Politics. I'm going to talk about what's going on in the country right now with the change of the inhabitant of the executive branch. Got Jim McKinney on the line with me, and one of our neighbors who is very politically astute, by the same token, has some serious questions he wants to ask Jim. I asked him to come on the program, and the reason I did is because my buddy's questions are very typical of what's going on in society right now. Mr. Neighbor Al, you want to ask the first question to Jim McKinney?
Sure. Yeah, I've been obviously very disappointed in the outcome of the election, and especially the Georgia runoff. I didn't think that was handled very well, but you know, going forward, I'd be interested in what conservatives could do heading up to the 2022 election, because I think it's mandatory that we take back the House and hopefully the Senate. So I'd just be interested, Jim, in where you think things are going to be going and what we can do to, you know, facilitate the conservatives getting back into some position of power.
Well, I think that's a great question, and there's a tremendous amount of frustration out there with what happened. And, you know, taking away, if you just stop and you know, the evidence of problems with the election, and you forget about that, and don't think about the presidential race, but consider the House races, consider the state legislative races and the governor's races. The Republican Party did exceptionally well this last in November. So there's optimism out there for conservative views and values. What you don't have is confidence in our system. And that's the most important thing that has to happen, in my view, is we have to rebuild confidence in our system. And what that means is the Republican legislatures in Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania and Arizona, they need to hold people accountable to their own state laws on how to manage the elections. And they cannot allow this continued COVID and the mail-in ballots that basically have created such distrust in the system. That's the first step. The second step is to quit kowtowing to the left. In my view, the people in Washington, D.C., especially a lot of the Republicans that have been around for a long time, they live in a world where they are friends and have drinks after work with their Democratic partners. And we want, you know, some relationship, of course, always positive relationship. But what's happening is they're being suckered by their Democratic leaders, because the Democratic leaders in the House and the Senate, they do not care about the American people, from my perspective. They care about power. And you have to go into this understanding that's their objective. And what I see is a Republican Party that's going to be quite frustrated, that's going to have some realignment time right now, back to those basic principles that Trump represented. And that's, you know, he wanted to give manufacturing back. He wanted to give people, the minorities, you want to give the average working class a future and give America strength. And what we've seen from the Democrats is, hey, you know what? We're going to succumb to the powers of corporate corruption. We're going to let the tech gurus shut us down. And they've got to stop that. They've got to not allow that to happen. And that's the big fight right now.
Jimmy, I got to tell you, I'm not quite sure how we can accomplish that right now. The reason I say that is America right now is in an incredible state of turmoil. I was awoken this morning to the news in the Seattle Times that the distribution of the COVID medication is simply too disorganized right now. Actually, the reporter who wrote this particular article waited in a line which was 1 mile long in Squim, Washington, to get the inoculation, and when he was roughly five people away, they announced they couldn't do it anymore because they had run out. When, number one, we need some disorganization, and if people don't understand that the liberal administration is totally screwing up the COVID vaccination distribution, which I just described how that's happening in Washington State, if they don't understand that, they won't understand anything. So you have to, I believe, keep tabs on the success of the tasks that are being undertaken by the liberals right now. So far, we've had no luck whatsoever. Jimmy, comments?
Well, the reason why we've got no luck is because the media, the tech giants, have suppressed any knowledge that undermines the narrative that there's mistakes in New York, that there's mistakes in Washington State or California. They're taking away actual dialogue. They're taking away the ability to discourse or complain or even, you know, question the narrative. And I think that's an important thing that has to happen. And I, you know, I did the radio show for our local radio station this morning. I do my weekly show on foreign affairs, and I talked about foreign governments, our allies, that are actually very frustrated, not big fans of Donald Trump, but are very frustrated with the tech companies clamping down on democratic free speech.
Yep.
And that's where we've got to get the democratic powerful influencers to say, you know what, this can go both ways, so you better step up to the plate right now and start control, you know, stopping this control of information. And that's going to be the biggest challenge in my view, because really it's about the propaganda. That's where what's shaping everyone's vision. That's what's scaring people. And as we get more and more information on what happened on January 6th, we're realizing that maybe the narrative that came out of the media immediately was false. A lot of the information that was suppressed about the elections is completely being suppressed. We've got to change that. And that's your point is good. If people don't understand it and we can't debate it, we can't dialogue about it, then we will not know. And that's going to be problematic.
We have an almost insurmountable problem at this point. Al, I want to ask you, we've got about 2 minutes left here. Jim understands the clock. You got another question, sir?
Do I have another question? Yeah, well, yeah, following up to Jim's most recent comment about, you know, that you say that the big tech and the suppression and all, that's our big challenge. How do we go about, crafting debate and moving away from big tech's control? How do you do that?
Yeah, that's
a tough
one.
Jimmy, 2 minutes.
Yeah. So the first is the Section 230 in the Federal Communications Act that allows them, basically, I look at it like this. They produce the paper that the newspaper prints the information on. They're controlling what the newspapers print on the paper. That's what the platforms are doing right now. That can't last. They can't tell and control what people are saying, what are being done. So we've got to figure out how our legislators can reach out and stop that type of control. The second piece of it is there is enough information out there. You just have to go to alternative sources, and you have to be able to present that a little bit better. It's tough in a monopolistic system, but that's where we've got to go. And, you know, of course, as they try to clamp down, you're going to have to use anti-monopoly rules with what happened with Amazon closing out Parler, and then Google and Apple closing out their ability to actually download the apps. That has got to change. And it's not that hard to do, but they have to get consensus. We have to push our legislators to do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got about exactly 25 seconds left here, and I have to take a real quick commercial break. Pardon me, Big Al's going to be back in a flash. Frog in my throat. Don't open your mouth, Corlin. Anyhow, going to have to take a real quick commercial break, just probably a few seconds, just a few, very few, 1 or 2 minutes, and I'm going to be right back with our friend from Semiammo and Jim McKinney. Stick around.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, back to wrap up KER Politics here with my main contributor, Jim McKinney. Jim, as you all know, was the chairman of the re-elect Trump committee. He understands probably as well as anyone the huge political challenges that are ahead of us right now. Mr. Mystery Man from Semiamu, what questions do you have at this point for Jim?
Yeah, I'm gonna pass on that just for the moment, Al, because I'm looking through my questions, and I thought we were just about at the end of the program.
No.
Think about
something else. I've got a lot of things I want to talk with Jimmy about. Jimmy, I think
let me finish up with what we in the last segment we were talking about what we can do.
That's exactly what I was going to ask you, Jimmy. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the first thing is a lot of conservatives right now are feeling isolated, they're feeling intimidated, and that's exactly what the left is trying to do to us. They're trying to scare people into away from the Trump agenda. They're trying to identify the person as a problem. That's going to not last very long, because the moment that President Trump is out of office, what is the media going to do to continue to harp on him as the evil bad guy? They're going to try it, and then they're turning, and what they're doing now is turning to specific individuals. We have to stand up and be strong and not allow that to happen. We have to ensure that people are not intimidated and not afraid to be positive about America, to believe in this country, to believe that free speech is the most essential element of our nation's existence. And the one place that started this for the entire world was right here. And we want to protect that. So, you know, we can't be intimidated. We can't be afraid. We've got to be able to say okay and not get angry and split. That's exactly what they're attempting to do. And that's what they did with many legislators, House members and senators, just after the January 6th events. And it turns out that maybe that's not exactly the narrative that was out there was not actually factual. There's a lot of people being arrested that were on the left that instigated some of the violence, and the timing of when Trump spoke versus when things started happening is completely different. So, you know, there's some facts that need to be expressed, and people have to not be afraid to stand up and say, you know what, America's a good place.
You know what, that's what I've been thinking, Jimmy. And as all our listeners know, my official stance is to not even have an opinion on you. I mean, have an opinion, that's great, but wait until at least the end of August and see how the liberals fare in that particular time. More importantly, see how our country fares. And I think the best way to do that, as I was talking about in an earlier segment with Dr. Chuck Page, is let the anger go. Be middle of the road. Look at things in an unbiased manner. I have to say, as listeners are very aware, it's very, very difficult for me to do that because of my feelings toward the liberals. There are absolutely way too many unknowns out there. But the only way that this thing can be settled is by concrete action. Let's see what occurs between now and early September. Al, do you want to jump in?
Well, yeah, I agree with your statement. I was going to ask Jim about fundraising, because I thought with the end of the election and the Georgia runoffs that my mail with requests for money would calm down, but it seems like it's accelerated. And you know, quite honestly, I'm ticked off at the Republican Party. I don't think they handled this whole thing very well. I will say that I contributed modest amounts to a number of House candidates, women and African Americans, and virtually all of them won. And it just seems to me that that is where we have to put our money going forward to try to flip the House and get the Senate back. So anyhow, your thoughts, Jim?
No, I agree. I think that's it's a very important strategy and thought that a lot of it's hard to lead. It's easy to criticize. And what you've seen over the last 4 years is continual contempt for this president, identifying him as a evil guy. And it was easy to do that. Now when they have to lead, they have to make decisions. And those decisions that they've been making, most of us understand, are not in the best interest of the American people. So the House will be essential to take back. And I believe there's a very strong case. And of course, what we saw with the number of Republican victories in the House this cycle means that there's a great opportunity. And if they continue to push a far-left progressive agenda and they continue to try to silence people, that's going to do blowback on them. And I really strongly believe that supporting those candidates, the viable candidates, ones that speak well, that look good, that have policies that are consistent with conservative values, that are still supporting the basic idea that America is the most important place in this on this planet to promote democracy and good values. Those are the type of people we want to support, and we've got to be careful about it, and we've got to focus our efforts. The other point is we cannot allow the Democrats to own the dense urban environments without putting pressure on them in those areas. And that's why we're losing. When you look at the map of the United States, the electoral map, there's just a handful of major urban areas that dictated this. And of course, the fraud is, you know, legitimately, you have to question it. You've got to look at it. But you can't sit back and say, we're going to cede Seattle, we're going to cede New York, we're going to cede, you know, just give that to the opposing forces. We've got to do something different there. And that's reaching out, I believe, to the minority communities, exactly what Trump was doing. He did well with Hispanics, he did really well with blacks, and that we've got a campaign to continue to go forward on and change that dynamic in the urban environments.
Well, Jimmy, what you're saying is something that I really want you to elaborate on, but that is more of the same. Now, it's really hard to say, it's impossible to say at this point, if the Republicans really lost the election. I mean, the opinion out there is there was enough vote rigging, for lack of better terms, going on that Trump actually won, not the various Republicans. But I want to say, when you look at what happened in Georgia, when you look at Pennsylvania, when you look at some of the other states, Arizona, Nevada, I think we have to change the minds of the powers that be in those states so audits are actually available. Any comments, Jimmy?
Let's look at what happened there.
Yeah.
So the Democrats very effectively used COVID to change laws to allow people to do mail-in balloting with extended balloting periods, and they did not review signatures and did not allow people to observe. There were so many corrupt activities that went along there, and those were actually Republican state legislators that were afraid with the accusations of COVID. The fear caused them to allow these rule changes. They've got to crack down and realize that exactly what happened, that this was a game that they lost. And what bothers me more than anything else when I see Liz Cheney and some of the other Republicans that have voted for impeachment is they do not understand a level of effort that went into intimidating people and changing these election outcomes through crazy, you know, these crazy rules that were allowed to go through for COVID. And that is something that we've got to stop. And hopefully Republicans will wake up and realize that exactly what the enemy is doing here. When I say the enemy, it's the people, the enemy of American policy, American of freedom, of individual choice and speech.
Yeah.
In order to gain power, we've got to stand up to that. And it bothers me that people don't understand the bigger fight here.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, we've got less than a minute left here, you guys. The one comment that I want to make is that the liberals ran a very, very effective campaign. I'm not happy
Let me say.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, just let me say the one thing. Remember what Joe Biden said. We have the most organized and effective campaign fraud system, I can't remember the exact quote, out there. And I think he was a Freudian slip telling the truth when he said that.
Well, that's very possible. You guys, we're just out of time for me to close this up. We got about 15 seconds left. Would like all the comments that we could get regarding what Jimmy and I and our friend are talking about right now. Let's flood the blog with ideas of what we can do. Hope you enjoyed KER Politics. I certainly enjoyed putting it together.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.